What up, Street Talk? I came from the American Street Photography blog. So another turbo thought I want to toss at y'all. So the basic notion is this: buy yourself, buy you. So what does this mean? So I've been thinking a lot about like YouTube. It's like, man, such a good title, right? It's like you, which is you, right? Tube, like, you know, TV, right? So YouTube. So it's TV about yourself. And so, you know, people say that, oh, you know, these like people on YouTube are so into themselves, narcissistic, blah, blah. Actually, it's probably the best strategy you could do, because ultimately YouTube is about yourself. So first and foremost, that's kind of a cool idea. And then, so I'm starting to think photography, art, blogging, a little bit of everything. It's about you. It's about you. It's not about nobody else. And I think that's a good thing. And so why am I anti-consumerism and capitalism? I mean, I'm not like super anti it. Like, there's good things about it, there's bad things about it. But let me just outline the bad things. The bad thing about consumerism, capitalism is this: it tells you to buy stuff in order to become more you. So for example, you know, you're so unique and special and you're so artistic, y'all buy a new iPhone and you're gonna become more artistic and creative, because that is your true hidden calling, is that you're an artiste, you're unique, you're special, and if you don't purchase X, Y, and Z, you're gonna lose the chance to become less of yourself. Or, you know, same thing when it comes to, you know, clothing and watches and bags and clothing, whatever it may be. So the problem is, do buying this stuff actually like augment ourselves and become more of ourselves? Not really. Like, sometimes maybe, yeah, like certainly buying this like a Lumix G9 Rode video mic 12mm f1.4 lens has been extremely useful for me to blog and vlog, but has it made me, you know, has it helped me become more of me? No, I just have a more efficient tool to communicate my thoughts and communicate who I am with other people. And it's not really something that, you know, that has helped me become more of me. Rather, it's just something that has actually helped me to just kind of better stream my ideas more efficiently. But anyways, so like, let me continue. So buying yourself, what does that mean? So I have some ideas. So first and foremost, maybe one of the ideas could be buy stuff that helps you become more you. So for example, one of my life goals is to become as physically epic and grand as humanly possible. And how do I do that? By powerlifting, by attempting heavier weights, by eating a lot of meat, by sleeping a lot, and having enough time to myself. Very simple things. So taking it back, how do I achieve that? Well, what is money good for? Money is good for buying meat. Money is good for buying coffee. Money is good for paying rent. Money is good for, you know, paying your gym membership. Money is good to pay your internet bill, and I don't know what else money is good for. So these are the prime things I tend to think that money is good for. And I kind of like this line of thinking, because essentially, I'm only going to buy and invest in stuff which helps me augment more of myself. And this is actually why I really want to promote my workshops and my experiences and the things that I do, because ultimately, when I teach a workshop, my ultimate goal is for you to become more courageous, more confident, more you. It's not to become me, right? Like, it's, yeah, like, I think the biggest problem about workshops and teaching and seminars, self-help books, whatever, whoever is the author, whoever is the leader, tends to be like, I am the model human being, you must all become me, and if you are any less than me, you are a despicable human being. Which I think is stupid, right? Because you could only become who you are. And it seems like our goal is to become less inhibited, to become more uninhibited, and to allow more of ourselves to manifest and express ourselves. So essentially, this is actually interesting. So like, taking it back to Via Negativa, Nassim Taleb, what is Eric Kim's workshops good for? It's good for removing your inhibitions. It's good for subtracting your fears. It's good for, you know, pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. It's about you. So it does seem that, like, in life with money, perhaps it's best to just invest in yourself, invest in you, invest in tools which could augment you, invest in, you know, food that could improve you, and use your money to invest in, you know, like, even having the ideal living quarters to augment you. So, for example, I'm, like, living in this, like, you know, minimalist type apartment right now, and it's, personally for me, it's the best because, you know, I have fast free Wi-Fi, it's small, it's easy to clean, and it's very low maintenance, which is awesome because it allows me to just focus more on my blogging, my creation, and to create more substantive, juicy things. And also, so just kind of think about, like, what is money good for? I think money is good for you, buying more of you. So next time, you know, you go to the mall, you're thinking about getting a device, whatever, just try to be really honest with yourself. Like, why do I want that? Like, it's okay to have a desire to have certain things. Like, you know, I would totally love to have a Lambo, right? But it's like, yo, why do I want to have a Lambo? It's because when I look at a Lambo, I'm like, that is the externalization of my ego. I look like a Lambo. I'm audacious like a Lambo. But then, once again, the problem is, you know, by buying the Lambo, I don't become more Eric Kim. It reflects who I already is. So buying stuff ends up actually being a waste of your time. So I like to say this: transform your body into a Lambo. So build up your physical body, your physical strength, your physical beauty, a little bit of everything in between, and know that ultimately the best thing for you to buy as a consumer is to purchase a little bit more yourself.